Oh. Yeah, I'm fine. I forgot I was still practicing that one. Ouch. No, I'm fine. I just scraped my leg or something. No, we don't have to cut it short. I can keep going. See? Oh. Okay, maybe it's a little more than just a scrape. Yeah, it does hurt to move a little. But we're not too far from your place, so we can ride back, no problem. What? Hang on, my guy. There's no way that you'll be able to carry me all the way back and... Hey! Don't pick me up so suddenly. You might sprain a back muscle or something. Well, if you're so determined to carry me back to the house, then I guess I don't have much say in the matter. Okay, we're here now. So I think I can hop to the couch from here. Carry me to your bed? Whoa. There's no need to do that. Just put me down and I'll walk to the couch. Yeah, you're right. It's not like I haven't been in your room before. Thanks. My leg still hurts like hell. I must have taken a gnarly spell back there. Thanks. That just happened. What in the world was up with me? I'm usually a lot more stoic and cooler than that. But the way you picked me up just did something to me. He's usually very quiet and reserved, but when the time calls for it, it's like he suddenly can take charge of everything. Taking charge of me. Maybe I should. Oh, you're back. Well, it's still aching, so there's that. All right, I'll follow your orders, Doc. That certainly feels painful. No, I'm fine. Just keep going. Please? Nothing. Just keep up the good work, my dude. Why must alcohol always burn? You almost done over there? Awesome. Not bad. The wrapping seems very well done. Hey, maybe we should treat it like a cast and have you sign your name on it with a cool logo next to it or something. Yeah, you're right. Hopefully it isn't that serious. Hey, my dude. Can I, ask you something? No, I'm fine. You did more than enough. It's just, I feel like I need to ask you something, personally. Do you, have a preference? Well, I mean that, how do I put this? Okay, so you remember back then when we had that party? Yeah, that one. And we played that game of truth or dare? and I was there to admit that kind of guys I liked. Well, I was kind of on the spot, and I panicked, so I blurted out that I liked guys who I could dominate. Shush! I'm getting to that. The reason why I brought it up is, well, I thought that's what I wanted. In fact, now that I think about it, I thought that being me is, well, what I want to be. I mean, I always grew up around males and boyish figures. I mean, I am the only girl in my family. I have 7 brothers, as it is. A very male-dominating household. Especially since my mom and dad separated, and dad has been taking care of all of us. So yeah, you always knew me to be this rough, boyish, not afraid to get my hands dirty, hanging out with the boys. That type of person, because, well, that was all I knew. But lately I've been starting to question myself. Question whether or not I really was a tomboyish girl, or was I meant to be a girly girl? And I'm not gonna lie, that dress we saw when we walked past a clothing store, and you said that it looked good on me, well, I don't think you were wrong. I know, it was meant to be a joke, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. In fact, I couldn't stop thinking about seeing your face if I did put it on. And, well, I know that you're usually very chill and reserved, and you kind of let me, well, be me. I'm often the one taking control of the situation. But then, when it's your turn, and you do it, I feel something. Like, I don't know, man. Even now, when you picked me off the ground and carried me all the way back to your place, the way you handled me made me realize that maybe I would like to experience more of that, you know? Like, would you find it weird if I wanted you to use that strength just to pin me to the bed and take control? I want you to make me feel like a girl. A pretty girl, even. I want you to use me. I know, I'm sorry. I'm being super weird. It's just, well, in that case, maybe you could fulfill it with me. I know, but I want to. Yeah, take it slow. My face is cute? Oh my. You certainly have a way with words, huh? Yeah, I would like that. Please, mister. Could you kiss my boo-boos away? Yeah. I think I'm already starting to feel better. Those kisses are making me feel extremely ticklish. Man, you made me feel so weak. Yes. Please, may I have my first kiss? on the lips, please. Yeah, this would be my first kiss. And yeah, I would want it to be from you. Can we do that again, please? Hey, since I'm basically stuck on your bed, and it is getting late, will it be okay if we continue like this? Like, I want to keep feeling you on top of me. And I want to be spoiled, like a little sweet girl. And dress up more girly. And I want to be the little spoon. It'll be fine. As long as you're gentle. I'll be okay. I am in your care, after all. Thanks. Thanks for not being weirded out and allowing me to experience this. I'm still getting used to it all, but I wouldn't mind if it meant doing things like this more often with you. With that said, please keep me company tonight.